Exclusive to Private Eye, The Boris Johnson Book of London by London Mayor Boris Johnson, Chapter 94, The True Story of Dick Whittington.
Everyone thinks they know the story of Dick Whittington as we see it in the jolly old Christmas panto, but the true story is a damn sight more interesting, what? Right. Once upon a time, there was this very bright young lad with a mop of blonde hair who went to Eton and Oxford, but then decided to travel up to London to seek his fame and fortune. Someone had told him that the streets of London were paved with women, to which Dick replied, "Cripes, I can't wait!" So, off he set with nothing but a humble knapsack over his shoulder and a slim volume of Latin poetry to while away the long hours of his journey. But on arrival in the capital, Dick found life very hard. The only job he could get is a humble editorship of The Spectator. But before long, he was fired even from this lowly position, and he despaired that his grand dreams will ever come true. Sadly, he decided to leave London, but as he pedalled up Highgate Hill, he heard the ringing of his mobile phone. It was his old school friend from long ago, Dave. "Turn again," said the voice. "You will be Lord Mayor of London, because we haven't got anyone else." Overjoyed, Dick returned and within days was proclaimed Mayor of London, exactly as the mobile had foretold. He had defeated the hated King Mute, to the delight of all men and women of London, but particularly the women. And from that moment on, Dick became the most popular man in the nation on account of his roguish ways, gift or witty public speaking, and deep knowledge of classical literature. No wonder that before long, the deeply unpopular Prime Minister of the day, Dave, was forced to step down as the people of England demanded that Boris, as Dick was now known, should become their rightful king.